You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the My Hero Academia Manga Reading Club podcast, part of the Weird Science Family Manga podcast. This is a family. It's not a network. And I'm here with my man, Stork. What up, Stork?
What up, Jim?
What up? And we have a crazy chapter here that involves goo and All Might and a lot of things. We'll get right into it. I don't know what I was going to say. I'm like Luke Hollywood. It's just chapter number 89, All for a Certain One. And we end up, as the start, we end up having yells like, crap, take me too, because we end up having those portals open. But they're not like normal portals. When the Nomus came in, these villains, including Shigaraki, they're getting pulled out through these gooey black portals.
Yeah,
and you have like Gran Torino, he's trying to grab onto that. You end up having All Might. They're trying to get to these things. And I'll give Kamea Woods a little bit of a credit here. He does apologize at one point because he feels bad that he ended up not being able to stop them, but they end up saying it's not your fault. You know, he didn't really know what was going on, but they said that it was not, you know, Kuragiri's way of warping out. Something was specific to it. It's a crazy, icky kind of thing, but everybody's getting taken away except the Nomus that are like gang tackling All Might at one point, but they're just what they are. And he does end up doing the Oklahoma Smash. And I do like
the twister.
He does the twister. That one actually works really well because it actually looks like something that you would think that is. The Detroit Smash, I just thought maybe they like.
Yeah, you know, just decrepit buildings
make you
and
drink
things.
Bad water and decrepit buildings sad. Or something. But in that, maybe it does work out because he does usually do a lot of property damage when he does these. He actually gets called out on this, too. So, why are you doing this? You ruined everything. But and I like that the one guy's like, hey, just level the whole building. Why don't you? What don't you? And then the guy's like, that's just how it is. Focus on the villains. These two schmucks are just hilarious that they're all upset talking trash. But in that, we did have Endeavor out trying to take care of things outside. But, you know, you pretty much the whole thing, everything's done. You ended up having these villains get whisked away.
Yeah.
And you end up having All Might. Yeah. And Bakugo. We find that out as well. And so when you have that, you even have the idea that, did you think that like All Might's covering up like his bloody nose that he gets and things like that? That's
to
what
me,
I thought was happening.
He's saying, Endeavor, you got this, because he's going to, you know, change back into Small Might because he can't, you know, keep this form that long. And I thought, okay, so that's, it kind of shows his weakness, and I did not expect what happened at the end, so that made it better to me.
Yeah, I thought Endeavor was going to see this and actually like, okay, I'm going to end up taking advantage of this, but it kind of goes to the other scene, the other warehouse that you see that destruction when we talked about it, and, you know, One for All or All for One, you ended up having this like big destruction, and you see like little tiny characters, and then you go and you see that the kids, especially, they're kind of wiped out. Best Genus is wiped out. And I love the idea that we've made fun of Best Genus. Then we thought, okay, he's pretty cool, except when Suede is involved. then you end up where you have All for One, who is, you know, clapping his hands. All right, we did this. I grabbed them all. We got the... And then kind of says, your quirk sucks. Like, we don't need your quirk. Like, I don't... Shigaraki does not need to be doing your
suede. It wouldn't
things
work.
In jeans. And yeah, the guy likes suede suits. Also, you get where I didn't get the idea. Yeah, I didn't get the idea that, you know, All for One, it was wearing a tux. Like, I didn't think to see that last time when we saw that big play. But there he is. He looks very fancy. And people are like, they don't really know exactly what this is or what's happening. But you do end up at that one point, though. He does start grabbing the quirk, it looks like, from Best Genus, like the way that is, and it's going. And he's like, your quirk isn't one that would suit Tamora. And then he kind of just like struts it again. I mean, he's pretty bad. I mean, he's very menacing, obviously.
Yeah, we get our first good look at him. It's very, like we kind of said last time, Vader-esque, kind of like a skull with, it's hard to describe if you don't see it, just robotic parts at the bottom of his neck.
It's so crazy. That suit kind of gets me. Yeah, and so you have that deal of that, though. I do think at that point, if I'm looking, Now you kind of see it. I was going to say, I wish that it was like he grabbed the power just to make his suit fancy. But he's not dressed up like Justin Timberlake out with Britney Spears. But now, did you think at the I swear to God, if this would have happened, we may have ended this whole podcast. If you would have went to the kids and Ida would have said, Earl, hey, I'm like, you better not. I'm telling you, like, they have the look there. I'm like, don't do it, jerk. Or even, you know, Midoriya, like, you look at me, I'm like, don't do it. And they don't. They end up where they're like, what is going on? And they realize.
Frozen with fear. Yeah. Yeah.
And they're all frozen. They are. And again, it looks like Midoriya's about to throw up still. Mm-hmm. And that's when we do see that Bakugo is there. And I mean, we have a bunch of these, you know, reading clubs that we do. And we like some characters that are supposed to be kind of bad, but it is, and we talked about, we do the Spy Family, we did Spy Family right before this, and you have Damien, if you're reading that, who tries to put up this front, but he's a nice guy. You get this thing with Bakugo that, yeah, we think about, he's a bad butt. I mean, this, he is unbelievable where this is, everybody else is frozen in fear. He's talking crap to All For One. He's there, and like, this is the deal, and they have to realize that this, you know, maybe they're not believe you, but I think they do. And Bakugo's like, that really stunk, and yeah, this goo and things. And he's just like, he does not look scared at any point, even at a point when you end up having All For One's like, I'm going to take out everything and we're going to do this.
All his classmates are petrified, and
he is pissed
right front and center. And he's still questioning it. And I'm still worried about him because the influence of All For One seems like that. I'm just worried that will sway him.
Yeah. So, and he ends up where he did end up saying to Shigaraki, oh, I thought you were the leader. You're weak because you have a, remember, it was master. He heard he's master. Like, master, I thought you were
going to follow somebody else, but will he follow the man? I don't know.
You see where All For One is reaching his hands, says it's all for you, for Shigaraki. And I'm telling you, Bakugo at this point, even if the idea of, man, I kind of would join these villains, I don't think he would now anyway, because he sees Shigaraki. He's not afraid of Shigaraki. He thought Shigaraki was kind of bullcrap. And yet all this is for him. Like, screw that. Like, if in my mind, if Bakugo goes bad, he goes bad on his own. Like, he goes bad to be against everyone. And that's where I worry. Not about this. I worry about Stain. Because Stain is almost the, you know, that's the M.O. a Bakugo as well, so you might end up having that.
What if he took out Shigaraki and All For One was like, okay, now you have a seat at my side. It's, yeah.
I think that when you're doing this and you see that all this going on, and you see, I'm telling you, I think he thinks Shigaraki is nonsense. So to see All For One kind of like, everything's for you, Shigaraki, I think he hates both of them now. Like, you're both garbage.
I hope.
That's what I think. But because he's just mad. But you could take it as he's mad because he wants to be Shigaraki. He's mad that it's not him but I don't know. He's an All Might guy. And so, you know, that came up as well. Then you go to Midoriya, who, you know, even when he's frozen, he's mumbling and thinking of things and whatnot. And he's thinking of saving Bakugo at this point, kind of in a part where I don't know that Bakugo needs as much saving as you, Midoriya. You're in big trouble. And maybe the idea of thinking, because he starts thinking of plans, but he comes down to, it comes to a brick wall of, I can help Bakugo, because he does think that they're going to either grab Bakugo and leave again. You know, he doesn't want that to happen. He does want to save him, but he would then put all of his friends in danger as well. Because I love that he just has no confidence in them. Like, the Todoroki is pretty good. And Ida's pretty good, and Momo, they're all pretty good, right?
Todoroki might be better. I mean, it's, so let your friends step up too, but that's not Midori's way. He takes everything on his shoulders.
Yeah, you have to see what happens and how this all goes, because of the idea, but, you know, Midori is not really going to do much because All Might shows up. And now we get the end, it's just this fight where it's, you know, All Might, I do like where All For One's like, you're here again to kill me? All right. Let's go. But we know that All Might, his time, it's of the essence. And you have Volume 10, All For One. This is the end of Volume 10. It's a really good ending where you're going to have a fight. And yeah, I don't think it's going to go well. but we'll see. But what would you give this?
I'm going to go 8.8. I think we get finally get a look at All for One, which is kind of cool. Not a ton of progression throughout the chapter, but I think it's a great cliffhanger with All Might showing up at the end to fight him. So,
and I like he's like, you're going to kill me again. All right, let's go. Yeah. All Might is weak, though. We already think that he's having his problems here.
Yeah, but that's what's shocking to see him show up, because I thought he had to run away because he was, you know, losing his power. So that was pretty cool to see him pop up.
And I mean, the idea that you have All for One and he's like best genus, your power. Like, if he gets near Midoriya and sees that, it's going to be crazy. Like, the idea that he has the power, like, will this confuse him? Will it change? Like, it's a crazy deal. And in that, you have that mask. You don't even know really where he's looking at points or whatever. So he might be studying them all and might already know something. But who knows? But we'll see. But yeah, I think I'll go 8.5. Okay. I did like it. And it's big. But it's the big thing is the end. It's like, oh, my God, there's going to be the big fight. See how that happens. Maybe Bakugo gets involved. Maybe Bakugo has to save All Might, or maybe, you know, Midoriya, all them, you know, all join in, because hopefully they do. And there's Shigaraki. All the other villains are there too. They kind of got.
That's the crazy part, is like, it's not just All Might fighting All for One, because he's got the whole League of Villains right there. So maybe the students have to step up and help out and things like that. So we'll see.
Toga had all that goo in all her mouth. She was all pissed off.
She was
off.
Grossed out.
She was so mad at it. So again, I would love if she just, she's, I don't think she could be a hero though, because she just kills everybody. But I'd love her to maybe join up with Bakugo. Like somehow she's Bakugo's girlfriend then, or some weird thing. Like
That'd be great. Like, my crazy girlfriend, I'm turning a new leaf. Trust me now.
Crazy. She's just killing everybody.
Did you read the side story with Suyu? The Rippity Diary.
They don't have the side story in the app. And here's what they do.
I'd give that a 10.
Because they have the side story start in the app on the, you know, the show, and then don't have the side story. You just get the first page of it with Suyu saying that, hey, here's my story, and never get it. So I was pissed off.
Yeah, it was in the I have the paperback, and it's really cute.
Yeah, I was really upset we didn't get that on the app. So we did not do that. But that is that. So thanks, everybody, for listening. As always, I hope they're enjoying it. Thank you for joining me, Stork. And we'll talk to you all later.
See ya.
You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.